Hello and welcome to Success Magazine's Success CD. This is the exclusive bonus audio we provide free in every issue of Success Magazine. My name is Darren Hardy, and I'm the publisher of Success. I love the F word. By F word, I mean failure. What were you thinking? Failure is not my friend. I don't like failure. I love it. And you should too. Let me explain why. I first met and fell in love with failure in the early 90s when I got into the real estate business. Back then, the market was tough, really tough. And I was a 20-year-old kid with no experience, no clientele, and no credibility trying to make my mark. Heck, I wasn't even old enough to drink. I needed guidance. So I went to my first seminar and I asked the lecturer to lunch. I wanted to get his best tip for being successful in real estate. I said, "All right, give it to me. Tell me what to do. I'll do anything. What's the most important thing I can do to become successful?" I asked. His answer? "Go fail." "Huh?" was my reply. He elaborated, "Go fail a lot and fast." I said, "Hey man," language of a 20-year-old, "I thought the whole idea of success was to avoid failure." "Quite the opposite," he replied, and then he recited a quote from Thomas Watson of IBM. "The key to success is massive failure. Your goal," he said, "is to outfail your competition. Whoever can fail the most, the fastest, and the biggest wins." So, I failed. I failed a lot, and I failed fast. And since then, I've had the chance to add fail big. And guess what? Just as he and Watson promised, the increase in volume, speed, and size of my failure also increased the volume, speed, and size of my success. That started my lifelong love affair with failure. We have been inseparable ever since. If for some reason we've been apart for too long a stretch, I do whatever I can to rush back into her arms. As a result, I'm continually rewarded with expanded success and prosperity. And I'm not the only suitor to failure. Seems most people you read about on the cover of Success love her just as much. I've often asked rooms full of big-time CEOs to list the top 5 defining moments responsible for their great successes. Inevitably, great failures are on the list, often occupying more than one spot. You see, many of the greatest achievers you admire thrive on failure. They don't just accept it as part of the process. They don't just like it. They love it. Because they are obsessed with improvement, they know they can only experience growth through failure. They want to continually find their boundaries so they can better understand their capabilities and find new ways of breaking through. Success? It's actually not that exhilarating or satisfying to them. Failure is, for it offers them the greatest opportunity to tweak, iterate, and improve. Failure offers them a gateway to the next level, which is absolutely exhilarating, satisfying, and thrilling. And that's what I want for you. More thrills, exhilarations, and satisfactions. Thus, I want failure for you. More of it, faster, and bigger. If you allow yourself to fall in love with failure, you too will find the experience exhilarating, satisfying, and thrilling. And oh, you will be rewarded with fantastic success. In this issue of the Success Magazine CD, we want to help you F-word yourself to the top. To do this, we've got not one, not two, but 3 special guests to help expand your heart and mind towards failure and its beautiful partner, success. So, let's jump in and get started. And as always, know that you can count on Success to be your most important resource to inspire, inform, and improve your life. Welcome to Success.